أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of the previous anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, the messengers of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that every one of them were human beings and they were all men. Allah then spoke of how we should ask the people of knowledge whenever it is or there's something that requires clarification, and if there's something that we do not know, then we should refer it to Ahlul Dhikr, the people of Al-Dhikr, the people of the knowledge of the Qur'an, and not rely on our own conclusions and understandings. In today's ayat, ayah number 45 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَيَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. Do those who contrive plots and who make plans, evil plans, as-sayyi'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they feel safe? Do they feel secure? أَيَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. From that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could cause the earth to sink in with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they should never feel safe and secured if they are always planning and plotting and contriving evil, and they are always making the Muslims a target of their prejudice and their enmity. And you will find every now and again they are contriving a new plot or a new plan to turn the world against the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they feel safe? Are they secure? Do they feel safe? Do they feel that they are immune from the punishment of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah can cause the earth to sink in with them and to swallow them up. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Or the punishment can come to them. Punishment can afflict them مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, from places where they never perceived the punishment to come from. All of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause them to be afflicted by a certain disease, to be afflicted by an illness, to be involved in an accident, to be involved in some type of calamity that can completely destroy a person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ فِي تَقَلُّبِهِمْ فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Or the punishment of Allah can seize them while they are roaming about. Sometimes they will be roaming about, going about their normal business in life, and going about their usual activities, and unexpectedly the punishment can afflict them and can seize them. Allah says, فَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. They should never feel, and they do not ever have the ability to frustrate Allah, the planning of Allah. They can never render Allah helpless. This is something that they must understand. And a lesson for us to take from this, though these ayat have been revealed and are pertaining to those disbelievers who are continuously planning and plotting and contriving evil plans against the Muslims, but this applies to every person. If a person is always contriving evil plots and evil plans to bring down somebody else or to incur some to bring about some losses on somebody else, a person has a business or a person has a certain profession, and he cannot contain his jealousy when he finds somebody else prospering in life or finds somebody else climbing up the ladder in life. So every now and again he's contriving an evil plan or an evil plot, or all the time he is trying different type of new formulas to try and bring the next person down and to cripple the next person. Such a person should never feel safe and secure from being punished to Allah Azza wa Jal in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is the evil consequence of this type of evil planning and plotting against others is that in this dunya a person will suffer some form of calamity. أَوْ يَأْخُذَهُمْ عَلَى التَّخَوُّفِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it is possible that the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes them while they are in a state of apprehension. They are in a state of apprehension. They witness someone else collapsing and falling because of their evil deeds and their evil planning and plotting. So now they are in a state of apprehension, they are in a state of fear. Even during that state of apprehension and fear also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring that punishment upon them. فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how he ends this ayah, it's so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll expect Allah, he's speaking of his punishment, and he's speaking of his ability to destroy a community, he's speaking of his power to allow the earth to swallow them up or to completely annihilate them. You'll expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to end the ayah with attributes of his that speak of his might and his power and his ability to avenge. But look at how Allah ends the ayah. Allah says, فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ But certainly your Rabb لَرَؤُوف is absolutely kind. Meaning, it's Allah has the quality of kindness that is the overwhelming quality of Allah. It is Allah's kindness. It is Allah's compassion. رَؤُوف. رَؤُوف is compassion. And Allah emphasizes it. Allah says, فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ Certainly your Rabb, لَرَؤُوف is absolutely compassionate and kind, and He is رَحِيمٌ, very, very merciful. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He could have destroyed these people or an entire community because of the planning and plotting and evil against the Muslims. But it is because of His kindness and His compassion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds His punishment. And from this we understand that everyone enjoys Allah's kindness and compassion in this world. Not only Muslims. Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Everyone enjoys the compassion and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in this dunya. But in the akhirah it is reserved for the believers only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.